Why don't we continue on with the metastatic disease? Because I think that's a good beginning. Can you talk a little bit about now what your thoughts were on the ECOG study presented by Alan Sandler looking at bevacizumab, what your takeaway was from that?
Well, I would say that the big winner was indeed the bevacizumab at ASCO this year and VEGF as a general rule. And this was certainly an interesting study. And let's talk a little bit about that study. Much awaited, all the news about bevacizumab in the other cancers. And this was a study of almost 900 patients. Everybody got paclitaxel carboplatin, and then they were randomly assigned to receive either bevacizumab or not. Central tumors were more likely to be a squamous cell carcinoma, and that these early on were associated with hemoptysis, which could be serious to even fatal. So therefore, they dropped squamous cell as an eligibility for patients. So it's done in, quote, non-squamous, large cell, not otherwise specified in adenocarcinoma patients, almost 900 patients, and added to the chemo. Other than that, there was not much selection of patients. And in fact, there was about a 10.5-month survival, which is probably the best reported for paclitaxel carbo, and there was a 12.5-month survival with the bevacizumab. So what's that, a 15-18% benefit for adding the bevacizumab? The bevacizumab was given differently in this lung cancer setting. As we know, in each one of the diseases, it seems to be given a little different. It was given at 15 every 3 weeks. So it's a little bit different than in the others.